alignment as truth calls knowing in octaves that will be known and agreed to as the resonance of the feel that the reader holds. Now, what we are doing with you each through this passage is aligning you above and beyond what you've known thus far. And in order to do this, we need to call the reader forward and outside of agreements made in prior history. The alignment each of you hold, every one of you here, is attained by you through expression and experience. You've been expressed in many ways over many lifetimes, and the life you are living now in all ways is the agreement to be in the incarnation you hold and agree to move beyond what you've known. The issue you all have, and we will say all of you, is that you replicate your history. You see something before you. You know it through what it was. You claim it by the name it was given, and you attend to it as you've known it. The landscape you exist in is full of things that have been named by others that you are in agreement with. Because my father called it this, it will be that. I will know it as that. Now, a name, we will say, is a codification of an idea that is an energetic structure. And as you move beyond what you have agreed to, what may be created by you will be living or agreeing to you at a higher level of knowing. Now, everything you see before you was created for a reason. The chair you sit in, the floor you walk upon, the structure you call a home. These were originally ideas that were imprinted in matter, made manifest, built or created to realize the need. Everything you see before you, high and low and in between, is of the same idea. It had a reason. It was made so. What mankind has done is replicate history in several ways. Some of you idealize things. You call the new into being, you have an idea of what can be made, and you manifest it by intention, by industry. It matters not. Many of you, though, see a landscape that was made by others. You align to what was, and you go into agreement with names that are historically based. And not only the names, but the intentions for everything you see have been impressed by others who came before you. If you can imagine for a moment that the life that you are living is actually taking place in a field, and the field is made of things that were constructed historically to fulfill the needs of those who came before you, you understand that the world that you see is made of relics, some of them wonderful relics perhaps, but everything that was made by those who came before you. The ideas you see manifested in form were created prior to your incarnation, or perhaps during it through the intentions of others. What we will do in this text as we align through Paul and work with you directly, you the reader, yes, is support you each in a replication of a landscape that has not been known yet on the manifested plane. Replicate, Paul asks? That means it exists somewhere. And in fact, it does. The manifestation of the kingdom or the divine in all things already exists, but the claiming of it and calling it into form as truth will be the issuance of this work. And how we do this with you, individually and collectively, will be the operation, and a significant one, that we will work with you on. Now, the first thing we wish to attend to in this instruction is a belief that things will not change. If you all attend to yourselves for a moment, the lives that you are living currently, and see what areas of your life you have decided, underline the word decided, will not change, you will see where you are holding energy in abeyance to historical structure. And the alignment you have in this very moment is what is claiming this thing as static. It will not change. What we would like you to do now, the reader, yes, is to decide for a moment that one of the things you see in your life that you agree will not change, will be changed, underline will, and not through force of will, but because it can. The moment you decide that it can change, you have shifted the frequency of the